Good evening, Savannah. Donald Trump has never had a two-day period like this. And what happens in the next 3 days, how he acts at rallies like this one, will determine whether his campaign recovers or whether some Republicans say goodbye for good. Publicly, everything's fine.
The campaign is doing really well. It's never been so well united.
Privately, anything but. Multiple high-level GOP sources telling NBC News tonight of a possible intervention with top Trump supporters like Rudy Giuliani, real and overdue, says one source familiar with the plan, as they try to get the Trump train back on track. Currently in, quote, crazy town, as a top Republican tells NBC. Even ally Newt Gingrich calling his candidate unacceptable right now. President George W. Bush taking aim at his isolationism. Trump's team insists there's no intervention, no problem.
Well, the candidate is in control of his campaign. The Clinton machine may not like it, but we're prepared for the fight.
The fight now inside his own party after Trump's refusal to endorse House Speaker Paul Ryan. RNC Chair Reince Priebus, apoplectic. Even Mike Pence splitting with his running mate.
Strongly support Paul Ryan, strongly endorse his reelection. He's a longtime friend.
The deep anxiety in some conservative circles, partly fueled by this question. Could you trust Trump with the nation's nuclear codes?